Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All what right. was it before Super Bowl? What was it called? Just the Premiership.
Ben Graham might know. He's SEN's NFL expert, first Australian to play Super Bowl in 2009, and he's part of the commentary team getting ready from 9 o'clock this morning, Queensland time. Ben, you are the busiest man in the world doing crosses with every Australian media outlet. We appreciate your time.
Oh, no worries, Paddy and Heels. Yes, coming to you live from Allegiant Stadium, Las Vegas. It's been a wonderful week and a build-up. I tell you what, this city knows how to put on a party, but it's about to put on its first Super Bowl. We know it can put up big events like the Grand Prix and the boxing, but this is the biggest sporting event on the planet right now, guys. I'm privileged and humbled to be a part of it, to call a game with Gerard and Larry Fitzgerald Sr. We're only hours away. The teams have arrived. Taylor Swift hasn't arrived yet, but let's just stick to football, eh?
No, you got to do both, mate. You got to do both. Hey, what's Gerard like? Is he sort of having the persona of a Richie Beno, getting you together and sort of picking everyone's brains and where we're going to go with this game?
Well, yes. I mean, we know how professional and studied Gerard is. Doesn't matter what sport, but he loves the NFL. He just loves the flow of the game and the ability to call it. But I'll tell you what Gerard's done this Super Bowl, which he hasn't really done in the last couple I've called with him, is he's actually lived it up a little in Las Vegas.
I know.
He's been to ice hockey games. He's been to concerts. He went and saw David Copperfield. He's really enjoying himself. And the only thing he's lost in Las Vegas this week is his dry cleaning.
Ooh.
So, Gerard, we know that. Yeah, they found it. But, he's been starring on Radio Row throughout the week because he knows exactly who he wants to talk to. And I tell you what, there are broadcasters around the world that want to talk to Gerard because they've known him and he's standing in Australian radio.
Yes, they love his turn of phrase, Paddy.
Yeah.
They really love it.
He's brilliant. But don't worry, we had him on the show last week, Ben, and it was like sitting at someone's place for a slideshow night. I mean, he went through his every day of what he's done in Vegas just to make every one of us and our listeners jealous.
Well, I think that's part what we have to do because this is truly a bucket list item. And I know that, you know, it's hard. I mean, it's loud here right now, but it's hard to bring the atmosphere through the radio speakers, but the locals last night were telling me that this is the biggest and busiest day that they've ever seen in Vegas. Now, they've held some huge events here before, but there are hundreds of thousands of people walking the street with not only Chiefs and 49ers jerseys on, but every single team is represented. The stadium at the moment's about half full, but it's electric. The week has been awesome. And, you know, if you're jealous, great. If you can afford it, we'll see you next year in New Orleans.
Yeah. You know, talk us through the week. Can Australian sport learn much from the week that's been, all the events and the trade show? And I saw Wilson footies getting made. It's so good.
It is unbelievable. Look, I don't think you can. I mean, it's a big country, 300 million people. But there are people that come to Super Bowl week just to experience it. The NFL fan experience. Think of the size of the MCG. That's how big the Mandalay Bay Convention Center is. It is activations like you wouldn't believe. But in a city like Vegas, it's more than just football. There's the party. There's the ice hockey where it lived golf yesterday. U2 at the Sphere, which I can actually see through the glass end zone in the backdrop of Vegas. It's such a beautiful, beautiful stadium and a beautiful city. But, of course, there are people in Vegas that wouldn't even know the Super Bowl was on. They're just getting wrapped up in what is a fantastic week. When you say that, can the AFL or NRL replicate it? I mean, the grand final of the AFL's played at the MCG. They try their best, the AFL, but it's never going to be as big as what it is here at the Super Bowl.
All right, as I said, you are the busiest man in the world today, so you better give us your thoughts on the game, the 49ers and the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, well, great matchup. What we've seen all year is the best team versus the best player. So it is a team sport, and the 49ers are favourites for a reason. Brock Purdy's had some unfair criticism levelled at him as being a game manager, but he's won the game himself in the second half of the two playoff games. I think the most important person, though, for the 49ers is Christian McCaffrey. Now, Christian McCaffrey won the Offensive Player of the Year. He led the rushing title. And there's no father and son rule in the NFL, but his dad's won three Super Bowl rings. So it could be the first father and son combination. And they're well coached by Kyle Shanahan. And if they win, it'll be the first father and son to win as coaches in the NFL. They're the better team. But the best player on the field is Patrick Mahomes. We know it elevates when it gets to the playoffs. I'd trust the ball with my life with the ball in his hands. He's that good, especially in big games. Travis Kelce's a superstar, as we know. This is the best Chiefs defense that Patrick Mahomes has played with. And an important role today for Isaiah Pacheco, the running back for the Chiefs, who there's been some vulnerabilities with the 49ers defense. So might look to see him with yards after the catch. He's such an angry runner. Look forward to watching him play. All said and done, though, guys. I think that the Chiefs can upset. They played the villains all week. No one wanted to see the Chiefs come back to another Super Bowl. You know, those that aren't Chiefs fans probably are no longer Taylor Swift fans. I don't know. But I'm going the underdog. I'm going the Chiefs. You know what? I'm even going to predict an overtime game. 27-24 in overtime. I think the Chiefs win and just continues to add to Patrick Mahomes' legacy.
Well, but if the classy San Francisco team get up, so will an Aussie. How's the Boom and Onion going, Wisnowski? And have you had any contact with him over the time?
No, not really. He has joined a little fraternity of Australians that have played in a Super Bowl back in Super Bowl 54. So we know that he's been here before. He's the first Australian to play in two Super Bowls.
Yep.
Privileged to be the first Australian to play in a Super Bowl, but he could break history today by being the first Australian to win a Super Bowl ring, and that's going to be huge for Australia. We know that last year we saw two Aussies playing for the Eagles, and so it's only the four of us that have played, but I'm sure there'll be more to come based on the number of Aussie boys in college and through the International Pathway Program. Patrick Murtagh is in that again this year, but yeah, it'll be huge if the 49ers can get up and Mitch Wisnowski can get that elusive Super Bowl winning ring.
Great stuff, Ben. Hey, you're very busy today. We really appreciate your time. Enjoy the call with Jared and the team, and we can't wait to be listening after 9 o'clock Queensland time.
Thanks, Ben.
Yes. Thanks, guys.